Welcome to a recording from the Art of Awareness, www.theartofawareness.studio, with a script adapted from Dave Potter's Mountain Meditation. When you are ready, gently close your eyes and come to a comfortable seated position. Pay attention to the actual sensations of contact, either with the floor or with the chair. Finding a position of stability and poise, and gently bring awareness to the breath, feeling each breath as it comes in and goes out, letting the breath be just as it is, without trying to manipulate it. Allowing it to flow naturally with its own rhythm. Allow the body to be still and sit with a sense of dignity, a sense of resolve, a sense of being complete and whole in this present moment. Then start to allow an image to form in your mind's eye of a beautiful and majestic mountain. Allow this to gradually come into more focus. The lofty peaks, perhaps covered in snow, the large, solid base. The gently sloping sides. Notice how massive the mountain is, how unmoving, how beautiful, whether from afar or up close. There may be streams and waterfalls cascading down the slopes. There may be one peak or a series of peaks, the meadows and high lakes. And then when you are ready, see if you can bring the mountain into your own body so that you and the mountain become one and you share the same massiveness and stillness and majesty of the mountain. Grounded in the sitting posture, your head becomes the lofty peak, supported by the rest of the body, your shoulders and arms the sides of the mountain, your buttocks and legs the solid base, rooted to your cushion or chair, experiencing in your body a sense of uplift from deep within your pelvis and spine. With each breath as you continue sitting, becoming a little more a breathing mountain, alive and vital, yet unwavering in your inner stillness. And as you sit here, becoming aware of the fact that as the sun travels across the sky, the light and shadows and colours are changing virtually moment by moment, moment by moment, in the mountain stillness, and the surface teems with life and activity. And as the mountain sits, seeing and feeling how night follows day and day follows night, the bright warm sun followed by the cool night sky studded with stars and the gradual dawning of a new day. And through it, the mountain just sits, experiencing change in each moment, constantly changing, yet always being itself. It remains still as the seasons flow into one another and as the weather changes moment by moment and day by day, calmness abiding all change. In summer, there is no snow on the mountain except for the very peaks. Many people may come and watch the mountain and climb up its sides, but the mountain still stays the same, still and solid. In the fall, the mountain may wear a coat of brilliant fire colours. In the winter, a blanket of snow and ice. In any season, the mountain may find itself shrouded in clouds or fog or pelted by freezing rain. people may come to see the mountain and comment on how beautiful it is, or how it's not a good day to see the mountain, that it's too cloudy or foggy. None of this matters to the mountain, which remains at all times its essential self. Within the core, solid, stable, and still. The mountain's magnificence and beauty are not changed one bit by whether people see it or not, seen or unseen, in sun or clouds, boiling or frigid, day or night. It just sits being itself. At times, violent storms may cover the mountain. There might be thunder and lashing of lightning, buffeted by snow and rains of unthinkable magnitude. Through all of this, the mountain sits. Spring comes. Flowers bloom, birds sing, and the trees bud once again. Through all this, the mountain continues to sit, unmoved by the weather, by what happens on its surface, by the world of appearances, remaining its essential self. In the same way as we sit in meditation, we can learn to experience the mountain. We can embody the same central, unwavering stillness and groundedness in the face of everything that changes on the surface. Yet we can retain that inner stillness, that core stability, just as the mountain. In our lives, we experience constantly the changing nature of mind and body and of the outer world. We have our own periods of light and darkness, inactivity and activity, our moments of color and our moments of drabness. We experience storms of varying intensity and violence in the outer world and in our minds and bodies, buffeted by high winds, by cold and rain. We endure periods of darkness and pain, as well as moments of joy and uplift. Even our appearance changes constantly, experiencing a weather of its own. By becoming the mountain in our meditation practice, we can link with its strength and stability and adopt them for our own. It may help us see that our thoughts and feelings, our preoccupations, and our emotional storms and crises are like the weather on the mountain. We tend to take it all personally, but its strongest characteristic is impersonal. The weather of our own lives is not to be ignored or to be denied. It is to be encountered, honored, felt, known for what it is, and held in awareness. And in holding it in this way, we come to know a deeper silence and stillness and wisdom. Mountains have this to teach us, and much more, if we can let it in. So let's sit for a short while to experience further the stillness of the mountain. If you notice your mind has wandered, just recognize the thoughts and without judgment, gently bring your awareness back. As we come to the end of this meditation, gradually start to wiggle your fingers and toes. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes.